You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
The doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just need some of you to just calm down. There was nothing pornographic posted. It was just a picture. I had my mammogram yesterday. I thought it would be a good idea to take a picture of me getting my mammogram. That's it. That is all. I didn't get paid. Nobody exchanged HIV. All right. No sex tape. All it was me going for my mammogram, and I got a picture of that done. I put it on Facebook and Twitter so that people know if Dr. Dahlia could go and get her mammogram, then you can too. What I didn't think is that everybody would think that I now am like the sex star. And thank you, by the way. I could, in theory, okay. But I was completely dressed. You couldn't see anything. No nipples, nothing. I was just in the mammogram machine, for crying out loud. People, calm down. That's all it was. And I'm smiling. I'm like, hi, you don't even see any boobies. All you see is the mammogram machine. So just calm down, man. Yeah, no, I don't know if my mom saw the picture. Well, she'd be very, very proud of me. She's the one that told me to go get my mammogram. Apparently, I was overdue. She was seeing the doctor. The doctor told her that I need to get my butt, well, maybe not my butt, but get my boobies into the office. So I did, and I got my mammogram, and it was fine, yeah. Mammogram machine only had to go down to the waist and not the knee like it usually has to go to. So apparently I must have, you know, improved some of my ligament strength where the breasts aren't as droopy as they used to be. But so far so good. I guess the radiologist is going to read it. You know, I mean, the doctor kind of looked at it and kind of got mad at me because I had to have some nip tuck after the babies. No implants, just, you know, I nip tucked, but don't tell anybody. I'm trying to keep that under wraps. I don't want anybody knowing that I had some cosmetic surgery. So, you know, he, of course, you know, always kind of makes a comment and groans about that. But other than that, it was good. But, you know, I mean, no, I am not turning pornographic, okay? Yes, medicine has gone really bad. And with Obamacare, it's going really downhill. And I do understand there is a need for me to find some other form of income. But I swear to you, I will never, ever turn to, despite what everybody thinks doctors need to do in this profession, I will never turn to pornography. Yeah, I know I can make bucks. I know. I mean, it's like, you know, fruit for the picking. I get that. I know. You know, it's not like I haven't been solicited for that before. But it's just, you know, despite the huge demand for something that I could supply, no, not going to do it. There's no reason to. I think I embarrassed my family enough. You know, no reason to do anything pornographic. But yes, if I am getting my colonoscopy, if I am getting my pap smear done, if I am getting a mammogram, you sure the hell are going to know about it. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got Labor Day coming up. Yeehaw! I'm going to give you guys just a little bit of history of Labor Day because I love history and y'all need a really good, juicy history lesson. Looks like scientists uncover the clue to jet lag. For those of you getting jet lag, they think they know why. Not that that means we know what to do about it, but we think we know why. Then, apparently, for some of us that are really hungry after we eat, there's an app that will tell us where there's leftovers. If somebody is leaving leftovers, there's an app. I'm not lying. There's an app that'll tell us where we can go to eat their leftovers. Okay? Tooth Fairy. Inflation. Apparently, not paying the tooth fairy, but the tooth fairy now is shelling out an average of $4 a tooth. Now, that ticked me because my kids have been squeezing $5 a tooth all this time. It's ridiculous. I used to only get a dime. My mom would only give me a dime. The only thing you could buy with a dime was a tampon. And I didn't need tampons because I was still losing my baby teeth. And then if you thought medical news was really exciting today, on top of this, we have the medical headline that Tylenol maker is adding a new safety warning to their acetaminophen cap. I know I should have opened with that one. I know. I was like, oh my gosh, Tylenol is adding a safety warning to their cap. I really should have. That's the problem. I think the problem is these medical stories are just so damn exciting that I don't even know how to triage or prioritize which one should be first. I should have opened with that. I'm sorry, guys. That's right. We have a new Tylenol type cap with warning. I'm sorry, honestly. Okay. You know what? Okay. I promise what I'll do is I promise after the break, I will get to that story first. Cause I know that's really the meat of this show today. Okay. I thought my mammogram and the boobie story was the meat of today's show, but I guess I was wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALY. No, I don't have writers. 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right. Quick history lesson. Labor Day. Who invented Labor Day? Does anybody know? No, don't be lying. Don't be trying to BS that answer. Dr. Dolly, no, I'm not that old. No, we don't know who invented Labor Day. We really don't know. They think maybe it was Peter McGuire from the American Federation of Labor, or maybe Matt McGuire, Secretary of the Central Labor Union. Okay? I mean, you all are about to party, this weekend because it's a 3-day weekend. You may have to thank the unionites for this one. Now, what, even though Labor Day officially became a federal holiday in 1894, I believe maybe 16 years prior was the actual first Labor Day parade on September 5th, 1882. 10,000 workers took unpaid time off to march from City Hall to Union Square in New York City, holding the first Labor Day parade in U.S. history. This is according to History.com. The idea of a working man's holiday was then created on the first Monday in September. It caught on with other industrial centers, but it took Congress at least 16 years until they finally approved it. Now, remember, the Industrial Revolution back in the late 1800s really messed things up for kids, and people were working over 12-hour days and even longer, etc. So the whole history of the Industrial Revolution is a fascinating one. I won't go into it. But Labor Day, 1894, is when it became a holiday. And what do? We barbecue. I love it. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our barbecuing butts on this show. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I understand you all have many choices out there, tons of choices, with all these different radio stations out there. And the fact that you sit here and listen to my show, I really am honored. Okay, I don't take any of that for granted, because if it wasn't for any of you guys listening, I wouldn't be where I am today. So thank you. Thank you so, so much. Marianne writes from Austin, Doctor, I have never had a mammogram because I fear the pain. I have very sensitive breasts. Is there a non-painful way to screen for breast cancer? Why don't men go through the same thing for their testicles? For their testicles.
Because you can't screen for breast cancer in a guy's testicles, I guess. By the way, men do have to go for mammograms. Okay, I know you ladies out there think that you're cursed, right? Well, we're supposed to be cursed because remember the serpent? Remember Eve listened to the serpent and ate the apple from the tree? And so ever since then, we're supposed to have painful periods, right? That's what our moms told us. So, yeah, we're already cursed. But when it does come to mammograms, guys are supposed to get mammograms too. Okay, not all the time and not routinely. It's if they have a lump or bump, we will mammogram a man's breast tissue. Okay, now men don't like to, you know, talk about that, so we'll just call it the pecs, even though the pectoralis muscle doesn't really have anything to do with the breast tissue except protruding it sometimes, which is why some of these men that are very, very muscular and fit and brawny and shaved-chested and tan and, again, pectoralisly enhanced appear maybe to be a little bit more boobyish, but still sexy nonetheless. So if you are afraid to have a mammogram because of pain, let me tell you, I mean, like my mammogram yesterday, it really didn't hurt. Okay, I mean, now mind you, okay, I've been married to you for 17 years, so, I, you know, they're so deflated. I think anything that's ever needed to be done with them, with the exception of being a run over from, you know, by my husband's truck, we're done. So a simple mammogram doesn't hurt. It's funny, one of you guys on the Truckers Forum, yeah, I put the picture on the Truckers Forum, because, again, it's not pornography. I'm not naked. I just, you know, just to kind of get everybody, you know, stimulated in discussion about getting their routine test done. Somebody says a mammogram looks like a C-clamp. Now, is a C-clamp, I'm not really good with tool lingo, even though I really dig tools, is a C-clamp where you, it looks like a C, and then you have a twist, a twisty, even though guys don't call it a twisty, where it'll narrow. Or it'll, like, you know, when you're clamping something onto a table, or when you're clamping something together, is that what a C-clamp is? Because, yeah, it is. It's kind of like a C-clamp, so to speak. Okay, where, yeah. And it can hurt. If you are sensitive, if you have, a previous surgery and or nerve endings or whatever, mammograms could hurt. So, I mean, you could take maybe a Tylenol, or if your liver and kidneys tolerate it, some anti-inflammatories. If your stomach can handle it, anti-inflammatories a couple hours before, that may help. But I got to admit, the squeeze is, like I said, ladies, we've had worse done to our boobs than a mammogram, honestly. I mean, the mammogram, the squeeze is maybe 3-4 seconds, okay? Because you have the squeeze from the flat, and then you have the squeeze from the either the caudal or coronal view or whatever, and then they do it the other side. So maybe a total of 20 seconds of squeezing, okay? You see where I get? We've been through worse. However, if you can't go through a mammogram because you're worried that your implant is going to rupture or something, you could get an MRI. They could MRI the breasts. I mean, in fact, I am thinking about maybe getting one of those done because I'm at such high risk for this type of stuff that I may want to. And, I mean, I need more material, okay? Now that you guys have seen my mammogram picture, what next? You know, you've seen my colonoscopy picture. I haven't done a pap smear picture. The only reason why is I want to shave my legs, you know, before I actually do one of these. Usually I don't because, you know, I mean, I'm going to the gynecologist. Why do I have to shave my legs? So I'll try to come up with something like that. So maybe what I'll do, it'll be Dr. Dolly going to the MRI. The problem with the MRI is the MRI is a very enclosed space. How many of you guys have had an MRI? All right, many of you, before you, I know I was supposed to talk about the Tylenol cap. We'll talk about the Tylenol cap in a second. Hold your horses, guys. I mean, I can't give you the best material first. The MRI is a very enclosed space, and a lot of you guys need like a Valium before you go in, men or women, because you get claustrophobic. I've had multiple MRIs on my head and stuff. I know I've been a mess, but thank God I'm still here. And they have a mirror in there so I could see the tech, and he's waving to me and stuff, so I don't feel like I'm in a tube. So I really don't get nervous. I'm okay with that. And I kind of like enclosed spaces. It's kind of cool, you know. Remember there was a MacGyver where he was in some sort of an ice pocket, right? One of my fantasies in high school was being stuck in that ice pocket with MacGyver. Okay, but that's too much. We'll talk about that another time we talk about fantasies. But anyway, where was I going with this? I like MacGyver. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Oh, okay, so we're talking about MRIs. And so my concern with the MRI is they say you can't move. Now, a lot of men don't realize this, okay, because they watch too much pornography. But in a pornographic film, from what I understand, when a woman is on her back, the breasts point up. Now, I don't think that's, I mean, I can't speak for all women or all my women listeners, but for me, that just doesn't hold true. Okay? When you're on your back, boobies move because of gravity. They either move to the left, they move to the right, or they just pancake. So the big concern I have about trying to go for an MRI is when they say don't move,
Okay, how the hell do you hold your boobies in place? They're gonna slop over to one side or the other. No. I don't have to try to act sexy on the show. We're being realistic. Okay, a woman will have a hell of a time MRIing her boob because the boob will move or flop, and you're not allowed to duct tape your boobs prior to MRI. So I don't know how easy it is. Women do. They do get MRIs done. They get thermoscans. There's a variety of other things they could do. Okay, you could even get ultrasounds. Not that the ultrasounds are as sensitive, but it's something you could do. All right? But I don't think the MRI is as clean and easy to do. My big concern is I would be a, I would probably get yelled at all the time, like, hold the boobie still, and I can't hold the boobie because you can't move in the machine. By the way, another thing that shouldn't have been claustrophobic but was very difficult is when I went for my cardiac nuclear scan. You know, when you are lying there on the table, it's a very thin, small table. And the machine wraps around you, right? I mean, the machine kind of crescents over you as it looks at the heart. That was another very difficult position for me to be in, trying to keep the boob in place. Because what happens is my nuclear test actually came out a little abnormal because they said there was a part of the heart that didn't look like it was getting blood. But then the doctor said, no, it's just her boob. So you hear the doctors going, no, it's her boob. Really? You think it's her boob? Yeah, it's her boob. You sure it's not her heart? No, look at her. It's a boob. It's the boob. Yeah, she doesn't have a big boob. It's the boob. How's it going over there, guys? Nothing. We're just talking. So I'm not really sure where I was going with that, but boobs. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, you guys want the Tylenol cap story. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, boy. I didn't realize this was going to be such a headliner today. According to CBS News, millions of people a year take over-the-counter drugs that contain acetaminophen, but hundreds die from overdoses of that medication. So under growing government pressure and facing lawsuits, Tylenol, or McNeil PPC, is now putting a new warning on. I know you're hearing it for the first time here on the Dr. Dolly Show. They are putting a new warning on its cap that says, this is what it says, guys, contains acetaminophen. Always read the label. That's what the cap says of any of these drugs that have acetaminophen. Contains acetaminophen, always read the label. This is a very nice, euphemistic way for the company to say, guys, get a flippin' clue and read the gosh darn label. Do you notice that? Okay. Now, the warning is supposed to make it explicitly clear that Tylenol products contain acetaminophen, which has been connected to liver failure and overdose. But the problem is people don't like to read these bottles. Okay, they don't like to buy their reading glasses. I don't want to wear my reading glasses. And so you take something for sleep and you don't realize that there could be some acetaminophen in it. So if you're, let's say, a Lortab user where you take maybe 6 pills a day, each with a half a gram of Tylenol, plus then you take a couple Tylenol in the morning and then a couple, Tylenol PMs at night, you're easily getting, oh crap, I got to do the math. 500 times 6 is 3 grams, plus another, that's 5 grams of Tylenol a day. All right, you could even easily overdose at 8 to 10. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about cures for jet lag. What is your cure for jet lag? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 33 minutes past the hour. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter. Well, Facebook, as I think the Dr. Dahlia Show, remember, Dahlia is spelled with an H at the end for, D-A-L-I-A-H, and then Twitter is just Dr. Dahlia, same thing, H at the end. Okay, so, jet lag. Many of us don't like to travel, not because we have to spend so much money on the flight and because we always have to get stuck in coach class because we can't afford first class and there's never any food. And 5 hours on a flight, it's really hard to toot because there's really not a lot of air circulation and you don't want to keep going up to go to the bathroom just to toot because once you toot, you have to, you know, anyway. So it's really uncomfortable, right? Just in theory. And but the main reason why I don't like to fly is the jet lag. All right, because usually wherever I have to go is always across the country from where I'm supposed to be or where I'm used to. So scientists have figured out that there is a certain shall we say, protein that is guilty of causing us to have jet lag. Researchers studied some 100 genes that start working when they're exposed to light to help recalibrate one's body clock, and they found that the SIK1 shut those genes off. That little bastard. SIK1, called SIK1. As in, you're making sick. We have mice, I guess they say. Oh, they say, according to USA Today, we have mice to thank for the discovery. You got to thank the mice. Apparently, they were able to block this SIK1's activity in mice, and then the mice were able to speedily adjust. Okay, so you see, SIK1 prevents our body from recalibrating, so we need to then block SIK1's activity. You see how it's kind of like a double negative? All right. So a researcher says we reduce levels by 50 to 60%, which is big enough to get a very, very big effect. Does anybody ever tell a researcher going, no, I'm sorry, that's a D? In the 50 to 60% range, that should be considered an F. No, that's not good enough. Don't be trying to toot your own horn that all you could do is improve symptoms by 50, 60%. That's not good enough. Sorry. He said what we saw was that the mice would actually advance their clock 6 hours within a day, which is good because mice, I guess, travel a lot, and they're the ones that seem to be exposed to jet lag more than us, right? So what they hope is that they could come up with a drug that could deactivate the protein in humans. My guess is it would probably be a very short-term type of protein or a short-term type of drug that you use. So let's say you go to New York for a couple days. Well, see, many of you guys, when you travel, you go for a longer period of time. I don't. If I go to New York, I'm usually in and out in 48 hours. I just don't have time to travel because I got to get back and do my show or be at the office, etc. So I would definitely need something. But here's my thing. I don't really sleep much anyway. So, you know, one of you over the break, when I had asked about what is your cure for jet lag, what do you guys use for jet lag? One of you had suggested Ambien. Here's my problem with Ambien. Most of you guys have been using Ambien. Probably the number one answer for most of you out there is Ambien. By the way, cures for jet lag, what you use to help you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The only problem I have with Ambien is if, God forbid, something happens with the plane, I want to make sure I could get up and go. All right, like what happened with the San Francisco Korean Air crash. You know, they only had minutes to decide to get off the plane, even though they were told to sit. I don't know who decided to say to hell with this and everybody get off the plane before it burst into flames. But I don't want to be in a dead sleep. Plus, I usually travel with my kids. And so I don't want to, I'm afraid to take a sleeping pill when my kids would need me or something. So I couldn't do that. So for those of us where we really wouldn't qualify, you know, for Ambien because, you know, we have too much else going on. And I mean, you know, how many of you should really be driving the rental car after you take an Ambien? So, for example, I live in Las Vegas, so I'll usually take JetBlue to go to JFK. And it's about a 4 hour, maybe 20, 30 minute flight, depending on who the pilot is and, you know, how much caffeine they've had. And so if you take an Ambien, okay, I wouldn't take it before the cocktail cart comes. Not that I want a cocktail, but because I want to get my, you know, my cranberry juice or whatever, because I don't want them waking me up, or I don't want to wake up in the middle and not have a drink. Because, you know, when you fly a plane, you only get a small amount of fluids, right? I mean, yes, they offer you more, but by the time you wait for them to get around to it, it's tough. And no offense to the, you know, flight attendants out there, but getting something to eat or drink, I mean, expect to starve. So I want to make sure I have all my necessary survival supplies. Yes, I should probably have my freeze-dry guy, right? It wouldn't hurt to have my freeze-dry guy, you know, with me just in case. I should probably just pack the freeze-dry guy. That makes good sense. Order now. Special still going on throughout the summer and going into the Labor Day weekend. Go to my website, freeze-dryguyawesome.com. Anyway, where was I going with this? So I want to make sure that you already have your drink or whatever. Well, usually by the time flight attendants finish, what do they call it? Food service, their food service or cart service, which basically is the drink and peanuts at that. It's an hour into the flight. So now that just leaves you about three and a half hours in the flight. Well, if you only have three and a half hours in the flight and you're going to pop an Ambien, and you really want to make sure you have 6 hours aside for sleep. I know a lot of you think it's four. It's at least six. Then you're being woken up when you land. Then you have to navigate to get your baggage, go to the rental car, and then you're getting behind a wheel. I really don't urge Ambien if you're the one that has to get behind the wheel. I love Ambien. I prescribe it many times for my patients for sleep. It works, and yes, when you wake up, you're up. But I get a little nervous about you guys not getting your full 8 to 10 hours of sleep while you're taking it on a 4-hour flight. You dig? All right. So, what could you do for jet lag? Well, WebMD has a real nice review of some things you could do. And, I mean, some of them are going to seem pretty obvious to many of you. Like, first of all, they say try to get on the schedule that you're going to be. So, let's say you're going to be in New York, or let's say, I mean, I don't know what to do. I've never been to Europe. Okay? I know. No, I don't need a new husband. We just never had the money to go. Or the time. I mean, that's definitely on my bucket list. I want to go to Europe, you know? Yeah, walk into UK Pawn Stars. When is that airing? That's cool. That's the UK Pawn Stars. I don't know if it's going to be as good as the regular Pawn Stars because, you know, I live in Vegas, so I don't think anything can beat the regular Pawn Stars. But that's neither here nor there. So anyway, I mean, you're going to England. I mean, the what, depending on where you live, the, I guess, 7, 8, 9 hour difference, etc. That's very hard to start getting on that schedule. But you may want to do that, right? You start getting yourself on that schedule where your body is used to going to bed at 3 in the afternoon or whatever. Okay? The next thing they also say to do is to try to arrive obviously early. So you have a day or two to sleep and get used to it. I am amazed at how I'm able to recover after a couple days if you have to. All right? And so, like, for example, if you could, you know, some scientists have said it could take 6 to 9 days to fully recover. Some of you do well after a couple days. But the more lag time you have to get over jet lag, the better. All right. Of course, staying hydrated, eating well, all that stuff is important. Moving around, you know, a lot of times when a lot of times we go for business. So we travel, we go for business. So we're sitting there in a meeting and you fall asleep. It makes absolutely no sense. You got to move around. You got to keep yourself going. Some scientists have also recommended melatonin. All right. They say, according to this one, Dr. Vercelli's recommends 3 milligrams of melatonin an hour or two before bedtime at your destination. Plan to sleep for about 10 hours. Okay. Because it takes a couple hours to absorb the melatonin into your bloodstream. Now, I've never used melatonin to sleep. I've never tried that. I don't know if any of you have noticed that it works. I remember there was a big, huge craze of melatonin in the late 80s. And, then it fell out of favor because either some people didn't realize it worked. I'm not sure if there was any side effects with it that I could think of, but I know melatonin's still out there and overall pretty safe. Light therapy, getting yourself used to light is important, but this is something that the doctor says. They say on westward flights, get bright morning light at your new destination, but avoid the afternoon and evening light exposure. On eastward flights, avoid early light exposure in the morning, but get as much light as possible in the afternoon and early evening. They say that also helps shift their circadian clock. That's kind of good. That to me makes some sense. That I like, because then you aren't popping pills. Eating right, hot bath before bedtime, etc. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. An app that helps you find leftovers in your neighborhood when you're hungry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Bill calling from Arkansas. Hey, Bill, how you doing? Bill, you there? Where's Bill? Oh, hey, Bill, my trucker. Hey, how you doing? Is it Trucker Bill?
Yes, this is me.
I love my truckers.
Thanks, Doc. You know, I haven't been on Facebook in a long, long time, but if you were to post a picture of you in your bathing suit, I'd probably go back.
I know. I am dressed. I'm just in the mammogram machine. I'm actually more intimate with that mammogram machine than I've ever been with my husband. I mean, it probably needs to be taken down, but I guess it's already out there.
So Didn't some things hurt?
No, it really didn't.
Really? That's, wow,
it did,
okay.
It did. I think, like I said, when you've been through as many men as I have, a machine can't touch it. My puppies have been through enough. Anyway, what's up, buddy?
My question is about jet lag, but it would probably be called truck lag, maybe. Because sometimes a trucker in 2 days, we could go into four different time zones. You know, so
yes.
Do you have any suggestions about how we could deal with that? We're getting up at all hours of the day and night. Within 1 week, we might have to get up one morning at 1 a.m. We have to get up the next morning at 8. We got to get up the next morning at 2. Our life is really haphazard out here.
No, you bring up a good point. I'm almost kicking myself for not thinking about that myself, that you guys go through so many different time zones, and you don't get to just sit on a plane and try to catch up on some of your sleep. You have it worse because you're working throughout that whole time. I really don't have, and if anybody claims they do, I don't really think there is a cure for that, because your body never gets to reset itself. I mean, there's only so much melatonin or Ambien a person could pop. You know what I mean? I mean, the only thing I would even think that maybe logic would dictate is have your body so used to the haphazard schedule that it gets used to it. I mean, I don't think it's healthy what you truckers have to do with your lifestyle. God bless you guys for what you do out there. And Bill, I'm a huge fan of you guys. Because so much about what you have to do puts yourself at risk. Firefighters put their lives at risk. Cops do. You guys are too, because of all the health issues that you guys could incur being truck drivers. And, if you only average maybe a good solid 4 hours of sleep, yeah, people can function. It's not healthy in the long term, but maybe getting your body used to that, those little blocks may kind of help you from a jet lag perspective. But the reason why you have jet lag is because your body was not used to you transversing those time zones as much as it. Now, let me ask you a quick question, Bill. Okay, in terms of time zones, I mean, do you in one day drive like to two or three different time zones, or is it only the hour change between Mountain and Eastern, or Central and Eastern?
It started out, that was it. I started out in Florida. I was near the edge of the time zone, and then I crossed over. That's Eastern, and I crossed over into Central. Well, I didn't quite make it to the Mountain time zone, but I would be there the very next day.
Right.
So that would be like three time zones in 2 days.
Right.
And we actually probably cover four time zones in 2 days.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. So my guess, and thank you, Bill, for calling. I really appreciate it. I mean, my guess is you may have a little easier time acclimating, because if it's like 1 hour at a time or 2 hours. But once you start getting to that where, boom, it's a jump in 2 hours and it's sunnier, because that's the other thing, too, also. Northern latitudes versus the southern latitudes, it seems to stay lighter longer. Maybe not as much, but there's a difference between Montana and San Diego, Bozeman, Montana, and San Diego, California. My guess is try to stick to, and I know it's hard, try to get that 9 hours sleep no matter what. If you can't, then try to have a consistent block of sleep, whether it be the 7 hours or the 6 hours, etc. And just make it as consistent as possible. So the cycle and the consistency that your body then will be craving for will hopefully still be satisfied in terms of the hours. And then, of course, the block out the curtains. Some of you guys sleep in your rig. Make sure it has the blackout curtains or whatever, if you have any windows, to try to simulate dark. It's hard because your body knows. I can't fool my body with blackout curtains, but I mean, it's something you could do. And like I said, a lot of you use a melatonin. Make sure you're still eating well, hydrating, etc. Avoid caffeine before you go to sleep. But some of you can train your bodies, but for the most part, I wouldn't recommend anybody be a long time truck driver, because I really think it weighs on your health. Now, for me, I'm actually thinking of
of, it's on my bucket list to be a trucker. It is. It's something I've always wanted to do. So maybe after medicine completely goes to pot with Obamacare and as my radio ratings continue to drop, maybe I will go into trucking. But again, I'm already in my 40s, so I've already saved 20 years of my life doing it. But God bless you guys for doing what you do out there, because you are putting your lives at risk because of, A, you're driving out there on the highways with a lot of idiots out there on the road, and B, you know, you're putting health, your health at risk with all the health risks that come with trucking. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm a huge leftover fan. In my house, anything that wasn't eaten, even off of my kids' plate, I will eat the next day. All right? You know, because my kids don't really know how to clean off their chicken bones. And like the meatloaf, they'll take a piece of meatloaf and then they'll already, I don't know, decide to, after they eat their carbs, leave the meat and go. And I don't like throwing food away because I was, again, raised by family who was raised by family from Depression era. So I don't. I just grew up with the, you know, you kind of lick your plate clean. You don't throw out food. Throwing out food really makes the hair on my neck stand up. I get really nervous because I know that there's people out there starving. So for me, I will save all leftovers and I'll heat it up to kill off any bacteria that my kids left with their saliva, and I eat it. All right, but there is an app now called Leftover Swap. It is being developed by two university buddies who think that this app will reduce food waste and help connect people. So users could, I guess, upload a picture of their unwanted food on their plate and then have the food ready, right, for somebody else to pick up as a takeaway. From what I'm hearing, of original rumors was this was supposed to be just a hoax, but it's not. We're hearing more and more that this app may exist. They say leftover swappers don't feel the need to eat an enormous restaurant portion and instead pass it on to a hungrier neighbor. In turn, I guess learning their name and avoiding excess calories. I don't know if I really need to learn the name of somebody eating my leftovers. All right. Now, my leftovers are pretty good. They won't really have lipstick on them. They won't. I don't usually wear lipstick and eat. I'm afraid because I don't want to eat the lipstick. So usually for me, I mean, I'm pretty clean and I don't really salivate. My mouth usually dries when I eat because I'm so excited. You know, you're in that flight fright response, so the epinephrine kind of dries you up. Yeah. All right. So basically, it shows all the food waste. The app, I guess, teaches us about food waste, etc., right? And I guess one of the entrepreneurs, Dan Newman, and his friend Brian Somerset, conceived the idea for Leftover Swap several years ago when they ordered too much pizza and couldn't fit the remaining portions in the fridge. So at first they thought this would be a good joke, and then they decided this could really help people. I mean, how many of you would go over to your neighbors and eat their exercises of pizza? A lot of you would. It's not as disgusting as it sounds. All right, but yeah, if it's a stranger, you wonder. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.